What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Bow, 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 beep, beep, bow.
All right.
Your first mount, it shocked my system. It was piercing to the brain.
Interesting.
It's earlier in the day, and a scat's been known to catch you by surprise. Welcome in.
Look, you were practicing a lot of scats before the show. I don't even know if you can practice a scat, but you were flowing. And those were very different than what ended up on the show. Was that the reason? Were you feeling like you had to do something different than what you were just...
Well, I don't feel like he was practicing.
That was just free flowing. Because you're right. You can never practice a scat.
No.
It is just impossible because it needs to come from within. And from within, I was like, I'm just going to do something real chill.
Yeah.
Real easy. We're just going to slide along. It's nice. It's just a slip and slide.
No, I didn't. Just, I thought it was good.
Nothing over the top, nothing under the bottom.
Would you rather life advice? And we are drafting movie titles that could describe a bad day.
Oh, I have the 101 per the rules because I had the scat, and I'm.
Are you very happy? Or are you afraid to take it?
No, I'm very excited
All
about
right.
it.
We have done song titles to describe a bad date on a previous show, so this is somewhat of a sequel. I noticed two important things as the show started today. One, I guess I never realized on the main camera, if you watch the show on YouTube, that Jason is being hit by the spitball coming from the monkey on the wall. So you are being hit.
It's the other way, weatherman.
He looked over the wrong shoulder. And then the other one is that my mustache smells like coffee. Those are the two things I noticed
now,
on today's show.
Did you
thank goodness I did. Yeah.
That's okay. That's an important part.
Yeah. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Hector from the website, would you rather live in a world?
In a world.
Where all disputes are resolved through rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Or a world where all important decisions are made by spinning a giant wheel of options.
Oh, man. This is pretty easy for me.
Is it?
It is, because...
You're the only person who thinks justice is truly found in a game of rock, paper, scissors.
That is correct. I will allow fate and my superior skill at paper, rock, scissors.
It
rock,
is
paper,
a
scissors.
Skill-based game.
I completely agree, and I
not
think I'll come out on
top. Not entirely, though.
Not entirely.
Yeah.
But there is skill to it. It's like poker. Poker is a skill-based game, but
correct.
You got to get a little lucky.
Chance.
You got to get some cards, right?
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't know if I would compare it exactly to poker.
It's
but
exactly 100% the same as poker. I hear you.
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors. River, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So you would go with that one, and because the problem to me is that if you solve everything, you resolve disputes. Think about it in terms of actual meaningful disputes.
Yes.
Let's say you're in a car accident. Fault is to be disputed, therefore settlements. Both parties go to court, and the judge, who has a new role in this society, calls the plaintiff and the defendant up.
Now, who goes up? Does your lawyer play for you?
You can hire.
Or do you represent yourself?
No, if you represent yourself, you are not trusting one of the more trained rock, paper, scissors. They go to school for a long time for that.
For sure. You've got to hire a
1 year on rock, 1 year on paper. Some people spend a couple years.
Yeah. I would want a champion. I would want a champion to represent me, someone that has never lost.
For instance, if you and Mike were to play paper, rock, scissors right now, because of your schooling, because of your success,
right, exactly.
There's no way that you
there's
would
no way I
lose,
would lose
in a one-on-one, just best of
but
one.
Best of one? What kind of anarchy society are you creating? It's always two out of three.
Mike won't even agree to that?
No, the society will not accept
best
a one-on.
Best of three,
best
and
of three.
I will commentate it to our podcast
Wait, are
audience.
We're actually going to play?
Yeah.
Yes, Al has asked me to do this.
Okay. Good. This is good audio.
I will give you the play-by-play, and now, it will involve two men playing a game of rock, paper,
and we
scissors.
Play the proper gentleman way, right? So this is rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Shoot. Yep.
Yes. Okay.
That's right.
So okay. Right now, prepare your strategies in your brains.
Okay. Getting loose.
There won't
stretching
be.
It
there
out.
Will not be time to prepare beyond this point. I will not give you time between each round. It's sure. going to be consecutive after this.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Right. So here we go.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Mike
rock, won. Paper, scissors, shoot.
Mike won again.
Oh, that went very poorly.
That is exactly what I wanted.
That sucks. That feels like I just got kicked in the nuts.
Oh, man.
By the
I
way,
am so embarrassed right now.
That's $1 million now.
Yeah, so in
I have never in my life started
sweep,
with scissors.
Sweep.
I have never started with scissors.
What were you thinking?
I was overthinking. I thought Mike knew my usual strategy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
You got the scouting
I'm
report?
I'm going back to
I
school.
I don't know your strategy.
I got to go back. I
Does
got
that mean
to
that
get
you're
more
doing...
years in on rock. Dang it.
Oh, you got a PhD in losing.
Look. It sucks to lose Highway to Spell and be embarrassed right. and be like, yeah, yes, I am a dumb man.
That one
but
hurts.
But this one hurts legitimately. Like,
he will be-
I am actually embarrassed.
I'm feeling great.
I'll bet you are.
Does that mean you're changing your would you rather choice to making all your important decisions by spinning a giant wheel of options?
What would that look like?
My question there, Al, is who's putting the options in? Like, let me give you one. Our family wants to go on vacation. I don't get to make a decision. I have to spin a wheel of options. But who provides the options? Is it like
it's ChatGPT?
Okay, I thought that might be the answer. Oh, it's AI.
I feel like it's if something like a family vacation, everyone gets a piece of the pie. So like
it's the disputers. The disputers are putting the answers on
exactly.
There.
Yeah.
So that's not that bad of a situation then. It's just called compromising.
That's not
we do that already.
No, that's not compromising. You go back to the courtroom situation. You got in an accident. What the defendant's going to put, you owe me, and the complainant's going to say, you owe me, and then you spin.
That
but it's
wheel.
Not about settling a debate. It's all major decisions in your life.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah rock, paper, important. Scissors was the disputes. This one's just important decisions.
See, when I was reading about the disputes, I started low level like that of like, hey, we got in an argument. Andy's car crash, but then I was like, well, what happens with like there's the Axis versus the Allies in World War II and things are now settled.
Oh, and it's just a paper rock scissors.
Yeah, and we got a
Patton.
We got our president going over there.
Wow.
Hopefully they've attended.
And your country's mine.
It's like
it's fair and square.
I mean, and then what are the limitations of like what's the no take backs policy on this? Like how long until I can challenge again?
That's a good question.
Or is this just forever?
I think those two can never challenge each other again.
Ah,
once
so the VP
a new
has
president,
to come in.
Once a new president, you can give him another go.
I'll see you in 4 years.
That's right. All important decisions being made by a giant spinning wheel. I was thinking of that. There has to be some bad outcomes. Like if I'm like we're gonna go on vacation. There's got to be some like I don't know middle of Nebraska options on there.
See, here's the thing. I'm starting to realize.
Apologies to the middle of Nebraska.
they're not listening.
They know what's up.
They don't have podcasts there. you don't have to worry. You can say anything about them. They can't listen.
They can't hear you.
They cannot hear what we're saying. But you know, I am an extremely indecisive person. As is my wife. Like when we go,
it's got to work well.
When we go out to eat, like oh, we're hungry. Let's go somewhere. We will go through 72 options of like, oh how about this? Yeah, that sounds
nightmare.
Good. Well, it is a nightmare. Neither one of us enjoy it. We just can't ever settle and say yes.
You need a wheel.
And that's what I'm realizing.
Yeah.
Like this would be a blessing for our family to be like, you know what? I don't have to make the decisions. I am fine with letting the wheel decide.
You know,
I feel like
you, can
you
do
need
that.
AI in your life. You need AI. Like we're trying to make this decision. Tell me what to do. Dad.
That's actually a good use case. Maybe that's who I should have start telling me what to eat for dinner.
I mean, these things exist. If you just Google, what should I eat wheel, you're going to get a whole bunch of wheels. That can help you make your decision. So this, you could be doing this right now.
I guess
now.
I'm going the wheel option because the paper, rock, scissors one, just the injustice of all of my losses is going to be a problem.
I am spinning the wheel of dinner. And it looks like it's pizza tonight.
There you go.
Yeah. See? Okay. Wheel works.
All right. Mike, what's your final answer there?
You got to go with the wheel. You can't, can't leave international disputes to rock, paper, scissors.
Can you imagine Al Borland walks in one day and he's like, I want a raise.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, you don't get a raise. And then he's like, or do I? And then it's paper, rock, scissors, and we know Jason's going to end up giving him a raise.
Oh, man, I am so still reeling.
I cannot highlight enough how easy it was to defeat you.
Oh, my gosh. You are killing him.
I feel like a piece of paper that you are standing on.
I did destroy you with paper at the end.
Oh, gosh. All right, Peter from Twitter. Would you rather have every child you meet give a piece of brutally honest life advice based on your flaws that they have identified?
Okay.
Or have every child you meet tell you a 4-minute pointless elaborate story with no clear conclusion?
Oh, no. No. No.
One of these can be helpful.
Yeah. I could take some criticism.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If it is a small child being brutally honest, I think that could be pretty cute. Even if they're saying, you are way too fat in your belly, I'd be like, yes, I am, cute child. Yes, I am.
I agree. I mean, I've had, I remember my daughter when she was very young patting me on the belly and asking if I was having a baby.
Ooh, get wrecked.
And I was like, you know, time to make some changes. Yeah. The 4-minute stories, oh, I mean,
those are the worst.
I can deal with maybe one a day.
Oh, zero.
And honestly,
can you turn around and sprint the other direction?
If this was a 1-minute story, when stories have no purpose and point and they're lost and you can't even follow it, like my youngest son sometimes will come up and tell me something that happened during the day in a way in which it is so slow and seemingly forgotten halfway through, but still rambling and going. 1 minute is too long. 4 minutes is longer than you could possibly imagine. It's like, imagine microwaving something for 4 minutes. You know, 30 seconds is the usual go-to. Oh, I'll put this in for a minute. 4 minutes is going to be forever while you stare at that delicious food, and I can't take that.
I feel like, you know, we all have phones in our pockets and social media and distractions all of the time. And I try as a dad, I say, you know, kids know more than you think. They notice when you're on your phone, when they're not the priority, when you're not listening to them. And I feel like every time that I've ever taken my phone and said, you know what, I'm going to be a good father right now and put it in my pocket, I have received a 4-minute story that has challenged the fabric of my being.
This is why we're on our phones.
This is why.
You got to use it as an opportunity of like, kid, it's who, what, when, where, why. That's it. Like, give me those details. Do not fill in over the top. Don't sprinkle things in. Give me the basics, and we'll figure this out. And like, and it's, okay, is this, do you need me to help with something? Or do you need me to just listen to your 5 facts?
The problem with the kid one is if he does mention something, he or she, the child, that you cannot change. That is a bit of a self-conscious bomb for the rest. Like, you have a super annoying voice.
Right.
Right? Like, cannot, it's not that you're fat or just skinny or whatever. It's like you have a hideous nose. I mean, you're just kind of stuck with it.
Yeah.
This you got to be strong then.
This says every child you meet. Not every child you see.
Right.
How many kids? When is the last time you met a child?
What are we constituting as a child?
I would say
under
smaller adult.
Well, I would say single digits.
Younger than a teenager?
Under 10.
I mean,
yeah, okay.
Like my kids do a lot of sports, a lot of activities, and
do you formally meet any of those children? Probably not.
I mean, I've been coaching lately, so
you're in trouble.
Coach is going to have problems.
You got 12 kids telling you one thing about you?
I take my son to basketball practice. I don't interact with nobody. I don't talk to the parents, let alone the kids.
Remember the phones?
headphones in, hood up, sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Phone out sideways. They need to know I'm watching video.
Or playing
here.
A video game. Yeah.
Instead of, hey, mister, one of your eyes is bigger than the other. Like, oh, no.
Is that true? All right. So are we taking the brutally honest advice?
Yes.
Though?
Yep. Okay. I'm still going to take it.
Jenny from Patreon, would you rather have your end-of-life slideshow narrated by a soothing nature documentary?
Okay, so what's his...
Voiceover.
What's his name?
Attenborough. British?
Yeah. Attenborough, yeah.
Or by an enthusiastic sports commentator.
Okay, so this is our final piece of our life. This is what they're going to...
Everyone's watching this.
This is the representation of you. Do you want to be represented by enthusiastic sports or by soft, regal, soothing.
And in his 30s, he started a podcast.
Chirp, 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 yeah. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Or the other one would be like, you know, Jason and yes. Tiffany, they got married and boom,
boom,
a brand new baby.
Boom, shakalaka. That one sounds way more fun.
That, yeah, but
that's a ride.
I think what this question really gets down to is what kind of experience do you want for those who come after you? Do you want the cathedral, the somber realization of your life, or do you want the party? Do you want the celebration of life, the confetti
boom,
cannons?
The yeah, there we go.
Shakalaka.
Yeah.
Because I know I have an answer to mine.
I'm the party guy. I want.
Are
I want,
you going sports? Do you
yes.
want the boom shakalaka?
Yes, I do.
How does the sports announcer announce your demise, the final moments? Like,
Well, I mean, it's like,
and he couldn't defeat that disease.
Yeah, it's like he stepped one inch too close to the edge, and he tumbled down,
and bumbled.
Down, curse splat.
All I can think of is he got ran over like that. The sports commentator. There's a famous video where, it was so brutal. And it's basically this.
It is.
Yeah.
Because one of the two sports commentators was sharing a painful story of losing their pet because it got ran over. And then in the game, someone comes and dunks on someone. And the other commentator, it's like, oh, it got ran over like that. It's so brutal.
And he was just trying to tie it in, and he really shouldn't have.
Oh, no.
And we said goodbye to Pepper.
But also.
Got run over. Yeah. Run over like that.
But also, it was awesome.
I'm going to go nature exclusively because the accent for Attenborough, you just sound so smart. Like, I
yes.
feel like the story of my life is a smarter story.
It will be sophisticated.
If a British man tells it.
For sure. For sure. You are wiser. I want the cathedral. I don't want no party. Don't you party. Don't you party. And this isn't a celebration of my life. This is you coming.
Oh,
you weep over me. That's what I want.
Are you going to buy one of those almost like, it's not a tomb. What do you call like?
A coffin?
No.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, like, if you're really rich, sometimes they don't get buried, but they're in their coffin, but they get put into a
sarcophagus.
No. It's an above ground, maybe like marble made
tomb.
It is these things, but there's a word for it.
Al,
a crypt?
No,
sort of.
Is it mausoleum?
Mausoleum.
Oh.
That's the word I was looking for. But it's like if you're really rich, sometimes people buy these, and they're like literally, maybe they have spots for other family members in them.
Yeah, I don't need that. I just need your tears.
You want to know that people are,
the only
life's
thing,
not the same.
The only thing that I have ever said about my situation is I want a slideshow of my life to What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Okay,
Because I feel like,
because you wanted,
that's gonna get
you're gonna destroy
that's
people.
Yes, on my way out, I'm taking your tears with me.
Okay, all right, Mike, are you sticking with the boom shakalaka?
Yeah, give me the good time.
Al, which one would you go with? I'm curious. You want the nature documentary or the sports broadcast?
I'm going nature.
Okay,
all ran right. over like that.
You guys,
shall we move on?
Let's do it.
Spitballers to the rescue.
All right, life advice time. One of the things that, one of many things I think we are very skilled at, much like paper, rock, scissors for two-thirds
of
us.
Teresa
from the website. My boss has requested me as a friend on social media. Do I accept the request and let her into my personal life or decline and risk offending her by making it weird next time I see her at the office? I do have a quick answer on this one, but that doesn't mean it's right. But my quick answer is you do not answer the request.
Okay.
And you play dumb until they ask you about it.
But what if they asked you the very next day?
Oh, you did? Oh, let me go accept that. I mean, you go accept
you,
at that point.
And then you just accept?
Yes.
You have to if they're bringing it up in person.
If you decline, you're saying something. If you leave it, you didn't see it. It's like getting summoned.
Yeah.
If they don't hand it to you, you can hide from it.
100%.
That's what I would do.
I've still never received a jury duty notice, to my knowledge.
This is good. This is good. I feel like this is tough, though, because you wouldn't necessarily want your boss. Like, I think it's wrong for the bosses to do this.
Yes.
If it goes the other direction, if the employee asks the boss to be friends,
sure,
fair game.
Yeah.
But if the boss asks, do you, like, spin up a second profile? And then, like, that one you just talk about, my job is so great.
I think that that is the answer to the life advice. You need to be prepared for this moment. In this digital age, you need to have your true social media, where it's just, like, you know, a private account for you and your friends, and then have the account that is, like,
public.
Your public work-facing account that
another
you post,
great day at the office.
You post to occasionally, and you're just like, you know, a couple vacation pictures here or there, but like you protect yourself this way.
I think this is
a great idea for everybody out there.
I mean, it's a serious answer, but there's like a lot of strategy, I think, to reputation online now.
Yes, there is.
For having a job.
If you apply for a job, the first thing that is checked is your social media.
You hear that, everybody? Stop retweeting every political post you've ever seen.
It is
just
so,
stop it.
So true. Look, I know we have a lot of people listening to this show.
Yes, billions.
Dozens.
Be wiser. We have never, ever brought on a writer, a staff member. How would I ever like hire someone and not do due diligence on their social media? Like, I want to know the person to the best of my ability. And
what are you willing to share publicly?
Yeah.
It does say something.
Because, it should be a really low bar.
Right.
I don't need anything special. What I need is not awful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Also, your likes are public, people.
That's true.
That is a very good point.
There's a tab that says likes, and I could go see what you like.
I will play dumb with the boss. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm going to play dumb and then act like, oh, my gosh, of course I'll accept you.
I mean, that's the quick and easy answer, but you got to have your other account ready. You say, oh, that's not my account. That's not me.
But you're wearing this shirt, the same shirt.
That's my twin.
Bobby from the website, my sister's kids are incredibly misbehaved.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes it extremely difficult to want to be around them. But I don't want to push my sister out of my life. Fair. How can I communicate this to my sister or solve the problem without damaging our relationship? You can't.
Oh, man.
I don't think there's a way through this. There is no map for this.
Well, I mean, they've come to a place here on the Spitballers where we can help anyone through anything.
Yeah, we can. Jay, how are we doing it this time?
Yeah, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you meet at places where the children are occupied.
Ooh.
Occupado. You are going to a bounce house place where the parents stay over here and the kids go over there. And you only meet in places like this.
Or you invite them to places kids aren't allowed.
Absolutely.
So they have to find a sitter.
Yes, 100%.
But that can backfire because they may ask you to be a sitter for them.
Because
you'd be going.
Yeah.
No, that'd be harder.
Yeah.
What are you doing on Friday? I got these tickets to a comedy show. You want to go? Yeah.
Can you watch my kids?
Yeah, that would suck. See, guys? Told you.
Told you that would be awful.
At that point, there would be a problem with the sister, not just the sister's kids. But you just don't have,
you
the
been
family
in this situation?
Over to your house.
Have you been in the situation where maybe it's not all the way to where you like want to do something, but you're like, you're with somebody whose kids are just the worst and you can't do anything and the parents don't do anything?
No, I mean, we've all been there. You know, we've got kids, which means we've had parties, which means we've had lots of kids over, and then there's those kids.
What's the strongest you've been willing to parent another child at those at those events?
So
have you ever had a talking to with another kid?
There are rules in my heart for parenting other kids.
Ones that you'd want other parents to respect for your kids.
Yeah, maybe.
maybe this is going different.
Maybe not, but like for me, if there's danger, step in. You know what I mean? Kid running by the pool.
Right.
No problem. I will come in with authority. I will have a voice of a parent in charge. When it comes to like parenting and trying to like help a kid along and do the right thing, a kid in need, I don't care about. That's only for the kids I am close to. Like my kids' best friends who are over all the time and I know them well and I'm like, you know, dad too. Sure. But otherwise, these little miscreants, the sisters' kids in this story from Bobby, that I'm not parenting them. I'm not going to help. Just go live your life.
It's funny because I saw a study on influences for kids that are basically in the teenage years. And they said, because that's when they tune out their own parents. They don't pay attention to their own parents. And they said that the parents of their friends is one of the biggest influences on their life in the teenage years. Because somehow you listen to other authority and not your parents. I remember one time as a teenager that another parent got on my case about something and it wrecked me.
Oh, really?
Not in a way where I was like, oh, that's a jerk. I want my parents to go yell at him.
What did you do?
It was the most meaningless thing. I think I had argued with them for a split second on something they asked me to do. And they said something like, you need to respect adults, or you need to respect your elders, or something. They said some comment about me not respecting them. I was wrecked. My conscience was destroyed. I felt like the worst person in the world. But if my parents had said that,
right?
Yeah, I'd be like, know. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Shut up, Mom.
Yeah,
make me a meatloaf.
I did say that a lot.
Yeah,
a full meatloaf. Mike, did you have any other thoughts on this one?
No, I mean, I'm with Jason. If kids are creating a dangerous situation, I don't have a problem stepping in. Like, hey, we don't do that, you know. Or I'll get more serious if it is a serious danger. But other than that, I mean, I guess it's difficult because it's your sister's kids. But you hope that your sister can see what is happening and want to fix the problem.
That's tough. Yeah. Do we have time for another one of these?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Pete from the website. My wife keeps asking me to join a hot yoga class with her. I'm not flexible. No. I dislike exercise and I hate the heat.
Okay, this is Jason from the website.
Okay, Jason from the table.
Continue.
How can I dodge this bullet without looking like I'm not interested in her passions?
See, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to disagree with you here, Pete. You got to go do it.
Whoa.
You got to go do it.
You would go do it.
Yeah, you got to go do it. Because
you're a better man.
Well, it's not just because it's the right thing to do for your relationship. It's because it's probably the right thing for you to do as a person. You're like, I'm not flexible. I don't like exercise. Yeah, I mean, most people don't. Most people don't like the exercise, but you probably need to do it. And yoga is legit. Yoga is extremely difficult. It will build muscle mass and it will help your flexibility and you will feel better.
Okay. Let me.
So that's my piece.
Let me steal this question away from Pete.
Okay.
Because I need life advice.
Right.
I am super not flexible. Like, beyond embarrassingly.
I've seen you be. You were told once, because we used to work out together, mm-hmm. that you had the least flexible hamstrings that the trainer had ever seen.
Yeah, and they...
Impressive.
Maybe no hamstrings at all.
I don't think that there is someone out there less flexible than me, at least in the hamstring area. Like, there's...
Do you have too many? Do you have extras?
Whatever it is, harp. They're very, very tight, and if they were any tighter, I wouldn't be able to walk. So I am not flexible. I abhor exercise, and one of the things I hate more than exercise is heat. So this is literally me, and I have been wanting. Owl can even attest to this. This is real. I have been wanting to find a personal yoga teacher.
Good.
To do yoga, because I'm like, I don't want to be an old guy that can't walk around and go hike a mountain and do things, and I'm on my way. So I'm like, I genuinely want a yoga teacher, but it has to be private. I am too embarrassed with my current abilities to like go into a class. And so in this setting, it's like going into the class.
Do they have cold yoga?
Well, they have hot yoga is a very specific.
No, I just saying, but do they have the opposite in like an ice chest or something?
Ooh, not, that'd be nice.
But that's bad for flexibility if you're frozen.
Air conditioned yoga, and I've done the yoga classes in a gym, and you'll be fine, man. You just go in the back corner.
You need to recruit somebody you know that will look stupider than you.
But no,
that doesn't exist.
It's very much like high school, where you go in and you think that everybody is looking at you, and no one gives two craps about what you are doing, because everybody else, there's going to be a couple people in there who are real good and like super flexible, real limber, but most of the people in there are going to be, you're not on your level.
Because
your flexibility problems. Most people they're not paying attention to you at all.
Unless
you're ripping the farts.
Which does happen.
The problem here is that, okay, you're not flexible.
Oh, man, your farts and your flexibility?
Yeah, just like,
you're a yoga bomb.
Has anyone ever been just asked to leave? Like, sir, you are.
Sir, you have not stretched at all, and you've just farted. You have not done an exercise.
You just walked.
You just,
why are
all
you
you're
farting?
Doing is farting.
Please leave. You are distracting the classroom.
You're in the wrong class.
This is how I hot yoga.
You can learn to be flexible. You can learn to like exercise. You cannot learn, I think, maybe I'm wrong, to handle the heat better.
You can learn to endure it better.
Can you?
Yeah. You'll get
Jason, can you imagine a world where you endure heat?
No, not at all. Well, I mean, yes. It's called 70 fewer pounds. Then I'm sure the heat would bother me a lot less if I was a very in shape person. I am not, and so I can't imagine the heat being okay. But so, Mike, you're saying don't do the personal yoga.
I'm saying either. Either or. Like a private instructor. I mean,
wasn't there
honestly like a class? At the beginning, when you're learning how to do everything, that might be better because you're going to have less attention on you than a private instructor.
One instructor staring at you.
Yeah.
You asked them to leave the room. I will do this exercise when you step out of the room.
Here's how this is going to go, teacher. You're going to show me the exercise, then you're going to leave for 5 minutes, come back and show me the next
and
one.
And trust that I did it. I do remember, what was the, is it P90X? That's what it was called.
Yep.
And there would plyometric day and lower body and upper body and whatever. You'd be doing pull-ups and push-ups, and it's all in 60 minutes. And then there was yoga day.
Yeah.
And yoga day in your mind, yoga after doing all the other stuff, you're like, it's almost like an off day. It's yoga. It's stretching. It was torment.
Mm-hmm.
It was beyond the worst day to do, because the yoga was like, I don't fit that way. My body does not move in those ways. And then you want me to stay there for a long period of time? In yoga, the time passes so much slower. Al, you're saying you never used the yoga disc?
Yeah, that disc, when it was supposed to come into the rotation, I just went ab ripper again.
So that disc is brand new for him.
You went ab ripper again.
I mean, look, Pete, it's gonna be a terrible first few weeks.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Yeah.
But be ready.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting movie titles that could describe a bad date. Hot Yoga. Is that a name of a movie? Mike, you have the first pick in the draft, and you seem almost ecstatic to go get the first pick.
Once I came across, what stinks is with this type of a draft, I have no idea where you guys are going to go, and it seems like you could probably risk some titles, but it's too good. This is not a simile or a metaphor or an analogy. This is just right on the nose, and I'm going to go with Super Bad.
Super Bad. That's funny. That's good.
That's very good.
I didn't think of that one. It's not on my list.
It's not on my list either.
It's just Super Bad.
Super bad. I mean, that is as on the nose as you can get.
I almost like that prompt. I don't know if it'll work for everyone, but the prompt of hey, how was your date? And then you give the movie title. I like that.
Yeah.
So, Jason, after the Super Bad date, how was your date?
Well, mine won't be quite as on the nose, but it will have major problems and then even worse problems because we all know I'm an intellect. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm looking for a mental workout on this date. And so I'm going with Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
That is not the date that I want.
I didn't have that on my list either.
You're hoping you're the dumb.
Right.
You don't want to be the dumber.
No, I don't want to be the dumber.
That's funny.
But Dumb and Dumber is, first of all, one of the all-time great movies. So that does factor into my selection here. But, that would be a terrible
date. That's
good. All right. So I've got two picks. The first one, simple, one word, Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hitchcock.
How was your date? She was a psycho.
Yeah.
The second one, Gone in 60 Seconds.
That is on the top of my list.
For one, it's important to get a Nicolas Cage movie in. And two, Gone in 60 Seconds. How did it go? Gone in 60 Seconds. Not very well.
It is at the top. That would have been my pick.
Yeah.
Had I not
thought about Superbad.
I needed to lock in Superbad. I could not possibly miss out. But Gone in 60 Seconds is very funny to me.
Jason, you have a Dumb and Dumber date. What do you got now?
I've got a handful of these, kind of like Psycho, these one word bad descriptors, but I'm going to go a little bigger. I'm going with a series of unfortunate events.
Is that Lemony Snicket?
That is Lemony Snicket. I got to cut off the Lemony Snicket's part.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yes, if my date is a series of unfortunate events, that describes exactly what went wrong. Just, wasn't one thing. You got Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
Yours was over quick. I would prefer that.
Yeah.
Let me be gone in 60 seconds. I don't want just a nonstop series of unfortunate events.
I like that all of your picks so far have not been on my list, and I've got a pretty good list. So there's options out there. Mike, you had a super bad date. What do you got now? I guess you got two picks.
Yes. I have back-to-back picks here. I will start... this was what I thought of right after Gone in 60 Seconds because it is now, this word is now used to describe something that is supposed to be great, but was a colossal failure. I will go with
Waterworld.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
No, because Waterworld's great. We've been over this. Titanic.
Oh, boy. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
For sure.
That date, it sunk. It sunk.
It sunk.
Many were lost. Okay.
Unless you got on a rowboat.
Okay. Yeah, it works lots of ways.
Yes.
Mike, you are up next.
Okay, so Titanic, I knew I had to get that one in. And then...
Tough decision?
Yeah, I'm the same where my list, I love some of these options and they're not getting used up. I'm going to go with a more recent movie. This director was able to break on the scene for it. Yeah, because it's like a horror movie a little bit, but I will go with Get Out.
Yep, I got got that one.
Are you guys on your list?
That one is on my list. I agree with you.
I did not have that one.
I
but most, the fact it's a horror movie does it helps a little more.
Fantastic movie, and then just that. I mean, because when you say it, like at least to me, I picture the scene where he's sitting in the chair, just his eyes gigantic, tears are just streaming down his face, and he's just freaked out. Mm-hmm. You're like, imagine that's how your date is going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Superbad, Titanic, and Get Out. Jason has Dumb and Dumber and A Series of Unfortunate Events.
And now?
Another pick.
Now I am back on the clock, and I am going to select Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Because that can be a number of different ways. Either just out of my league.
Right.
You know, and like, right. Oh, man.
Oh, the blind date.
Yeah, or
poor gal.
Or the opposite, which is, of course, what is going to happen. You know, I'm too good. I am the Mission Impossible.
Because of the intellect.
Yep. And my paper, rock, scissors skills.
Or lack there.
Can we? I was thinking during one of these questions earlier in the show, I was like, how much would I pay Mike to go back and re-edit this podcast?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we can give him a shot at the end of the show. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I mean, double down. Mission Impossible was your pick. I guess I'm closing my draft out here, right?
But
I feel like we could go 15 rounds here. Nobody's taking anything from anybody's lists.
My third pick after Psycho and Gone in 60 Seconds is going to be Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. And that could go either way.
Yeah.
That could go, I show up, the blind date is not what I thought it was going to be. Catch me if you can, because I am leaving. Or she's leaving.
Yeah.
And then my final one, it's tough. Like you said, I could go a bunch of different picks here. But I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it one word, and I'm going to go with Frozen.
It's on my list.
I'm going to go. It's on my list. It's a cold night from a cold heart.
Yeah, you don't want a frozen date. so I'm going with, I had Get Out on my list. That was one that you had. And when I saw that movie title, when I was making this list, immediately I thought of the same director, the same genre.
Yeah, very nice. Yes.
But to me it was better. It was one word. Nope. Just straight up. I mean, if you want to describe how was your date?
What if you said that? What if that was the one word on the date?
Show up. Nope.
Turn around.
I'm out of there. Gone. That to me is the one where it's like, it's my super bad, you know?
Yeah.
No, I like
how was the date?
Nope.
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 Mike, close us out.
All right, so I have, what do we got? I got Superbad, Get Out, and Titanic. And we will finish off. I mean, we're a very sophisticated podcast. So
right.
Hopefully those at home can translate, because this title is, in fact, in a different language.
Oh, boy.
And I will go with, I mean, it started as a musical, so it's a little bit of a cheat, but it is a musical. I will go with Les Miserables.
Oh, I like it.
Which is translated to the Miserables, I believe.
So, I like that.
So if we are all miserable together, we are having a bad date.
Yeah.
I almost went Lost in Translation as one of the actual bad date titles, because if we can't communicate, it's probably not a great date.
All right, so I assume we've got, that's it, right?
That was it.
So I assume we all have lot left on our list. I want to hear
Frankenstein.
Okay.
Frankenstein's one. Clueless.
Nice.
Is another. Dazed and Confused, I think, would be a good one. I don't know why I wrote No Country for Old Men, but I imagine that's a bad date.
You're just the old man in this story. It's like, oh, this is no place for me. I should not be dating.
That's it for me.
I like that. I have Misery.
Very
similar.
I have Apocalypse Now.
Okay, that's good.
The Money Pit.
Uh-huh.
old movie.
That's a good one. Yeah, Tom Hanks.
This one, Meet the Parents.
See, I saw that.
That's funny.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Because if you're meeting the parents.
I've gone like almost first date in my head for all these.
That's
so
how
if the
I
parents
am, like,
show up with her, that's pretty.
That's where I'm thinking. This is like blind date, first time you're meeting someone, Meet the Parents. Failure to Launch.
Okay.
Very,
not bad.
Liar, Liar. So, okay. So go along with your dumb and dumber. An inconvenient truth.
Ooh.
I don't know what the truth is, but it's inconvenient.
I've got ideas.
Either way. And the jerk.
Just
a classic Steve Martin reference.
Okay. That's good. I like it. I also wrote Jaws down, but I didn't know what that was going to mean.
I had written down The Neverending Story.
Oh, okay.
And Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Okay.
I'm just picturing like a Fran really Drescher funny. Just screaming just in my face.
Oh, man.
A close talker.
Yeah, but loud. That would be a problem. Mike's final picks are Superbad, Titanic, Get Out, and Les Miserables. Jason went with Dumb and Dumber, A Series of Unfortunate Events, Mission Impossible, and Nope. And I had Psycho, Gone in 60 Seconds, Catch Me If You Can, and Frozen.
What did we learn today?
Oh, I bet Jason learned. Look, I bet Jason learned.
I learned some humility.
Yeah, see, I'm jumping in. I learned better than Jason at Paper, Rock, Scissors.
Wow.
Oh, that feels bad.
If it makes you feel better, it's only documented on audio and video
of people
to countless fans.
After
talking a very large game of how good you were at Paper, Rock, Scissors.
I am very upset right now.
I learned that, and I learned that I'm going to go invite all my employees to follow me on social media. All right, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Al, for putting the show together. And we'll be back with another episode. Jason will practice his Paper, Rock, Scissors. Maybe go back to school.
I will.
See you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.